A war-weary Congo sees a glimmer of hope through the electoral process. Challenge faces a scripture project in North Korea, and the gospel leaves a mighty impression in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Our newscast begins today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the elections took place on Sunday.
Out of 32 presidential candidates, if one doesn't receive more than 50% of the vote, they will have an election runoff likely in October. So we won't necessarily see the results of Sunday's election for another month or two.
It's hoped that the eventual voting outcome puts a final end to 32 years of autocratic rule and brutal civil war that claimed over 4 million lives. From that tragedy comes a residual humanitarian disaster that still claims thousands per week. World Vision's Rory Anderson says they're trying to meet present and future development needs.
These elections are very important because it helps to transition Congo from an autocracy and instability from war to a legitimate government and paves the way for development.
The country's a long way from settling their political process and even further from a full peace. Anderson says their teams continue to share the hope of Christ through their projects because
it is really a joy to be able to do the work of the Lord by serving those who have oftentimes been forgotten by the international community. But we know that all the children of the Congo and the parents of the Congo matter to Jesus.
Next, while the battle continues to rage between Israel and Lebanon, Open Doors' Paul Brooks calls Christians to remember believers who are caught in the crossfire. Many Christians have determined to stay in Lebanon despite the crisis.
It's very hard not to be emotionally involved in the political side of what's happening when you see your friends being harmed, especially Christian friends. But, you know, they're there to serve the Lord in that situation.
Estabrook says we need to stand with our brothers and sisters and pray that God will bring good out of the terrible war situation going on.
Sharing the gospel is often easier in a time of crises than in a time of peace. So we would ask people to pray that during these crises that our brothers and sisters there would have an opportunity to be able to share their faith in very practical and real ways that will impact those who need to know the Lord.
Also pray that the peace of Christ will flood the Middle East. You're listening to Mission Network News. Colombia, South America, has been torn by civil war and internal problems for years. The violence has led to a great number of displaced people seeking safety. Rody Rodehaver with the IN Network says they're working with Christians there to address those needs.
Many people have had to leave their homes and move away from the more rural settings and come into the city, a city like Barranquilla, where they just basically have to do the best they can in slums, then kind of spring up overnight.
One woman's heart broke for these slum-dwelling refugees, and she began a school to help. Rodehaver says the impact is spreading.
And now there's over 400 children who are getting an education because of the vision of this woman. But we're really excited because many of these children have come to know Christ. Some of their families are attending the church there.
IN Network is coming alongside the school to help. Go to our website for details. Elsewhere, the World Bible Translation Center continues to ask for prayer regarding the distribution of Scripture in North Korea. Due to severe restrictions on religious and personal freedoms, such work there is very dangerous and painstaking. The center's working toward getting 20,000 New Testaments into North Korea over the next 12 months. So pray that God will protect those involved in the project and that he'll open the doors. Pray, too, that freedom of religion will be granted in North Korea. And Sammy Tippett's evangelistic meetings in the Philippines have ended with a resounding roar to the heavens. The team not only ministered at the Central Philippines University, they also held two evangelistic crusades in the cities of Iloilo and Bacolod. Please continue to pray for these Philippine people who gave their lives to Christ during the Crusades. Pray that they'll grow in their newfound faith and that God will continue to meet with them in a powerful and mighty way. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD First Fruits, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that will provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.